When the Gemara in Daf Tes is discussing the giving suffik motzi midevadai, the next case the Gemara quotes is the case of Shivchasel Shel Meitzig Echad Berimon, a woman who went ahead and hitila neifel labor. Hitila is an important phrase because here at least the Braisa doesn't use the term hipila, she miscarried, rather she cast. That's very important because Tosus will have 2 days. Is this the woman who gave birth, or is this someone else indeed who did so? And we had to determine whether indeed that Vlad was a Zachar and a Keva, because obviously difference is Daraisa, Kulis and Chumris when it comes to the days of Tum and the days of Tara. Surprisingly, the Gemara tells us, Uba Kohen, the Hitzitzvo, right? So of all people, no, the Kohen goes ahead and leans over the boar in order to determine whether this is a Zachar, whether this is an akeva, what is the duration of the days of Tum and the duration of the days of Tahara. How can that possibly be? If you're dealing with a Nefel, there is a Tumah, there is a Tumas Ohel, the Kohen is not allowed to go in to do so. So you know what? So sure enough, the question was posed, and Vitiharuha, and they said that this person, this Kohen, is considered to be Tahar. How can that possibly be? After all, the presence of the Tumah is something which is an absolute vadai. And the fact that, you know what, that perhaps, that the Tumah was drawn away, and therefore there isn't a direct Tumah Sohel, that's only considered to be a case of a Safek. So isn't this a violation of the principle of Ein Safek Motzi, Mide Vadai? So again, the Gemara has a couple of possibilities. Either this is a case of a Safek and Safek, or it's a case of a Vadai and a Vadai. Either a Safek and Safek, because it was Kimin Nefil. Kimin Nefil. It doesn't mean it was an absolute Nefil. It was a suffix whether indeed it was or was not, and a suffix whether it was present. Oh, so therefore, clearly, cases of suffix. And for that, we can counter that, you know what, that maybe it wasn't present at all, that chul de berdus mitzuyen sham. Or maybe when karargin was vada and vada, we know that, yes, there was absolutely a chulder and a bordlos mitsuyan babor. In such a case, vade giruha. That was not a case of suffix, that's a case of a vadai and vadai. So Rashi and Atesmodes makes the comment, and what's the story with this Kohen? With this Kohen? So Rashi writes, Ramas Chaleda, that either Velo Nizkar or Velo Nizar, Oso Al Kohen, Al Esarais Nefesh, Lo Yitama, Va'amav. You know, this Kohen either wasn't aware, or this Kohen was not meticulous about the dinim of the Kohen. A Kohen has to preserve his Kedusha. He is not allowed to go ahead and to put himself in such a position. So he was not zahir in the halacha, the nefesh lo yitama ba'amav. Okay. Ooh, Satosis discusses, back to Testament of Satosis of Shivchasa. Satosis likewise writes that, you know what, this Kohen was a Kohen shelter, right? Because clearly the halacha is a Kohen cannot be tam in the mace, and a Kohen cannot be metame for an Eiffel as well. Maybe one could have argued it's only an Eiffel. No, not only an Eiffel. An Eiffel conveys that Tumah, and therefore, obviously, the Kohen cannot go ahead and lean over in order to determine the status of. And then Tosus adds another very, very important line. Tosus writes the following, that kan lo haya the tzorech hameis. There was no tzorech hameis there at all. How is this considered to be that which is Letzorech Lameis? Because Tosus entertains the following possibility, that maybe, right, the Kohen was related to, a Kohen can be Metame for a Karov. A Kohen can indeed be Metame for a Karov. Oh, that's why Tosus, it's very important to know that, was this a Nefil of a Bas Yisrael or a Nefil of a Shivcha? If it was Nefil of a Shivcha, oh, that's impossible, no? How is the Kohen a Karov of the Shivcha? But if you argue, no, Hitila. Hitila means that she cast it into the boar. But you know what? But it was a Karov. Oh, we know. Oh, Parshas Emor. No, that a Kohen is Metami the Krovin. A Kohen is Metami the Krovin. So Tosa says, but that's not going to help here as well. Because after all, that a Kohen's not allowed to be a Tamil Nefel, number one. And number two is that even the allowance for a Kohen to be a Tamil Krovim is only if it's Letzorech HaMeis. And this was not at all Letzorech HaMeis. Wow, that's a very important line. The Tosa says that the allowance for a Kohen to be a Tamil Krovim is only for the purpose of Tzorech HaMeis. You know, a Kohen can be a Tamil for Krovim. A Kohen is metame for Meis Mitzvah. It sounds obvious that you can only be metame for a meis mitzvah if it's letzorech hameis. No, that's what meis mitzvah is. It's letzorech hameis. But this line that Tosfos has is pretty stunning, no? That even when it comes to a kohen, right? Being metame lekrovim, that is only considered to be that which is letzorech, so it's not justified whatsoever. Number one, nafel. Number two, it's not considered to be that which is letzorech. That which is letzorech. Is this indeed so obvious? So as we'll see, the Rambam absolutely disagrees. And the Rambam maintains that it's true when it comes to Meis Mitzvah, that obviously the Tzorech HaMeis is Matir, the Kohen and an Azir, right, to Metam in the Meis Mitzvah. That's what Meis Mitzvah is. However, when it comes to Krovim, is it really absolutely the case that the Kohen is Metam in the Krovim, the Tzorech HaMeis? So perhaps, to an extent, the starting point really, right, is the following. When you look in the Sugi and Brachos and Nafiyot Testament days, but that's what I wanted you to see, the Gemara discusses the fascinating Sugya of Kvod HaBrios, of Kvod HaBrios. Kvod HaBrios is an absolute priority. Well, if a person's dignity is at stake, you know, that's something which is compelling. But Kvod HaBrios cannot be docha all Isurim, all Isurim. The Gemara explains, Brachos Yitesim Abeis, that Kvod HaBrios can be docha, let's say, generally speaking, Yisurei Drabban. Yisurei Drabban. What about being docha in Isser and Isser Daraisa? So the Gemara gives an example. Now, a person is in a public square, and he's wearing a robe, and I know the robe is made out of shatnez. So I go over to my good friend, and I tell him that, you know what, the robe that you're wearing is shatnez. So the Gemara says, poster afilu b'shuk. He has to remove the robe. I will be utterly embarrassed, standing b'shus harabim, right? Completely unrobed. You know what the answer is? It's shatnez. This is a lav daraisa. B'makom sheichil Hashem ein cholkin kavod. Now, kvod habrios is going to be doch a lav daraisa. It's not going to happen. And therefore, he has to disrobe. And pashup shat, it's appropriate for me to tell him. No? Maybe we'll discuss again tomorrow, but that was last Tuesday. No? That Jews are really ignorant. Simen Ches. Isn't that mamish misaseh? Mamish misaseh. It's not that the person is wearing a beged of shatnez but thinks that's okay. No? We're talking about that a person is unaware it's a beged of shatnez. He's unaware that he's vying the Isser. So Rabbi Kveger writes, you see two possibilities. One possibility is to assume, misaseh is an avera. Misaseh is an avera. Daraisa. Misaseh is potter min hakarban. True. It's a ptur karban, but it is a maisa avera, and therefore, if I see a person is engaging in something ba'of misasek, I'm obligated to stop him. Misasek is a maisa avera. Or maybe one could play down that case, because isn't it clear, krisus yutes, that misasek in chalavim varayos is mamish chayiv a karban, shekei nene. So I'm going to add another case to shekei nene. Chalav varayos and shatnez. Shatnez is mamish. Shekei nene. Shatnez is hanas levisha. Without hana, you're not going to violate the iser. That's the Tosfos at the very end of Maseches Nida, not Daf Samach. The Gemara says you have a begish of a bel kelayim. You have a garment where, you know what? In the weaving process, kelayim became mixed in. So there's no way you can detect the shatnez. No? You'll bring it to the shatnez checker. He's going to take a random sampling. It's a needle in a haystack. No, he's going to locate that thread. You know what? It's just not going to happen. So you know what? You can't even sell that beged to a goy. Because you have to be concerned the goy is going to flip. No? He's going to flip. No? It's a goy, but it'll sell to a Jew. And therefore, you have to be concerned about it. You can't say, what's the likelihood? You have to be concerned. So what do you do with it? The Gemara says, you have to do something that is clear. No one is ever going to buy it through Shoshanis. Osa bo tachrich in the mace. So Tosa says, is that appropriate? Isn't that loing l'rash? Right? You're mocking the mace. The tachrichin is going to be shatnez. Yeah, so Tosos writes the following. What do you mean? That without dumya de levisha dispehana, hanas levisha, there's no isser of shatnez. There'll be no isser of shatnez for a person who's alive. So therefore, that's not called loeg larash, because there is no hanas levisha. Because shatnez requires not simply wearing, but it has to be hanas levisha, dumi de levisha, dispehana. So in such a case, maybe that's why it's a maisa vera, because if there is hanas haguf, we say misasek is considered to be chayiv. So therefore, wow, it's clearly an isser for the person to wear this beged, And even if a person is unaware of it, I have to inform him that that's considered to be a Beged of Shatnez. And even though Kvod Habrios, Kvod Habrios is not Dochi Yisurei Darais. Not Dochi Yisurei Darais. Oh, so the Gemara raises the following question. But wait a second. A person, let's assume, for example, is going to offer his Korban Pesach. A person is going to engage in Bris Milah. And all of a sudden, he chances upon a Meis Mitzvah. He chances upon a Meis Mitzvah. That's Kvod Habrios. Kvuras Hameis. That's Kvod Habrios. Kvod Hameis. But it's still Kvod Habrios. Guess what? See to it to bury the Nifter. By doing so, you're not going to fulfill Mamish, the Din D'Oraisa of Korban Pesach. You're not going to be able to perform right now the Mitzvah Bris Milah. Those are examples of an essay Sheish Bokareis. You know what the answer is? Kvod Habrios is Doche. Kvod Habrios takes priority. Yeah, we just got through saying, though, Kvod Habrios does not pay priority. So how can that possibly be? Darabanan, yes. But not Daraisa. Other grand says, no. Shev al Tas Hashani. Shev al Tas Hashani. That's Chafim at Aleph. Shev al Tas Hashani. Wow. In the case of Shatnez, the person is actively violating this Rosh Shatnez. Levisha, Levisha. Kvod Habrios will not allow you to violate Daraisa Bekum Vesei. What's happening here? What's happening here? As a result of the person servicing the mace, he becomes Tameh. And B'Shev Valtase, he will not be able now to offer the Korban Pesach. Or he's going to be so preoccupied with the mace mitzvah, he will be unable to engage in Bris Milah. Oh, those are examples of Shev Valtase. So that's like a stunning principle. Kvod Habrios can be Doch Yisir Daraisa B'Shev Valtase, but not Bekum Vese. Not Bekum Vese. Well, Brachos Davchav, Amen Aleph. So Rashi writes something stunning. Wait a second. Okay. That's true. Meis Mitzvah, Meis Mitzvah. If you're talking about a Meis Mitzvah, a Yisrael, where the only problem is, by becoming Tameh, he will be unable to fulfill the Mitzvah Saseh. That's Shev Al Taseh. What Meis Mitzvah is limited to, it's limited to a Yisrael. A Kohen, a Nazir. A Kohen, Nazir walking, and they come across the Meis Mitzvah. They're obligated to be kovar the Meis Mitzvah, Kvod Habrios. That's mamish alav daraisa bekum v'asei. That's alav daraisa bekum v'asei. That's not just right something which is b'shev al taseh. So how can the Gemara suggest that the answer to this kasha, Shatnez versus Korban Pesach, b'shev al taseh shani? Rashi writes that's not true. I'm giving you cases mamish bekum v'asei. A Kohen, a Nazir, who's mitameh le Meis Mitzvah. How can that possibly be? Wow, that's something which is stunning. Rashi's kasha. Oh, so Rashi writes the following incredible, incredible teretz. You know what? It's not that. It's not that. That the tzorech hakfura of Meis Mitzvah is doche, this of Tumas Kohen. It's not doche, this of Tumas Kohen. It's not that the Meis Mitzvah is doche. What? Rashi writes incredibly. Me'ikara, from the very outset, Rashi writes, Kishenichtav losa seita tuma. When you have the lav of tuma, ooh, the Shabbos, the very beginning of Parsha Zamar, Lenefesh lo yitama b'amav. When that Isser was formulated, lo al meis mitzvah nechtav, kishem shlo nechtav al akrov. As Rashi writes, that's stunning. That's stunning. There's no Isser. There's no Isser. Just like, when it comes to a coin being metame the krovin, there is no isser. There is no isser for a coin to metame the meis mitzvah. Wow, there is no isser. That's not the sugyan brachos nafyutes. The sugyan brachos nafyutes, there is an isser, but there's no override. There's an isser of shatnez, but now there's a concern of kvurabios. What gives? There's a mitzvah of Korban Pesach, but there's kvuras hameis, so what gives? Here, what do you mean? The fact that when it's metame lemeis mitzvah, it's not aser. That's heter gamur. That's heter gamur. Wow. And where do you see that this is true? What exactly is the mano? Oh, Rashi writes, Kishem shlo nechtav al akrovim. Just like this is true when it comes to krovim. Why do you think a kohen is metame lemeis in the case of krovim? Lo nechtav. Wow, that's Lashon Rashi. Lo nichtav. So just like lo nichtav, that was a built-in exclusion. There is no Isser. The same thing is true when it comes to Meis Mitzvah. So a couple of Ha'aris. Now, number one, this is stunning Rashi, lo nichtav. Number two is the bottom line. Lo nichtav applies to Krovim as well as to Meis Mitzvah. Wow, the application. So that's something which is stunning. I would argue as follows. You know, we're used to, like, Hutra D'chuya, that we get, no? Sometimes you have cases where there are competing factors. A carbon is supposed to be brought, but you know what? The konyim are tummy. So what do you do in such a case? So that's the sugya, yumadaf of Sanherin Daf Yabez. That's Tuma Hutra, or Tuma D'chuya B'tzibur. And what's the nafgamin of Hutra versus D'chuya? The nafgamin of the Gemara we discussed many times is always whether it's Efshar or Yefshar B'nin Acher. No? D'chuya means, wait, let's first try to resolve. Is this Efshar B'derech Heter? If it's Efshar B'derech Heter, why would you rely on D'chuya? D'chuya means push comes to shove. Something is Hutra, so therefore it's even true if it's Efshar L'kayim Shnei. Oh, so I'll give you an example. B'nei Yisrael are Tamei, and you know what? Nisan is about to arrive. But, you know what the Sanhedrin can do? They can add another Sheni. If you add another Sheni, guess what? We're going to buy another month. So by the time Pesach comes, everybody could be Tahor. So the Gemara has said enough your days, the opposite extremes. If you hold Tumas Duchuya B'tzibur, the Sanhedrin must add a month. And if you hold Tumas Hutra B'tzibur, the Sanhedrin is not allowed to add a month. Extreme. Because Ibar Hashana is only Letzorech. What's the Tzorech if something is Hutra? What's the Tzorech if something is Hutra? So that's the Nafgamina of Hutra Duchuya, whether it's Efshar or Yefshar L'Kayim Shnei. Well, when we discussed earlier the sugya, Melechus Ochon Nefesh, that's something which is very, very, very fundamental. Good? I'll tell you the following. There's a step beyond Hutra. And I would use the phrase of Rashi, Lo Nichtav is Hutra. Lo Nichtav doesn't sound like Hutra. Hutra means, you know, that we have competing factors. There are competing factors. And you know what? Now I have to ask myself, Alumdus, does A take preference over B? Does B take preference over A? And if it does, is that even Shribamakam Shef Shev Shalakaim Shnehim? Lo Nichtav, I would say, is beyond that. Lo Nichtav means that, what do you mean? There's no Isser. I would say that doesn't get past step one. There's no Isser. When the Ramban, for example, writes, now, in the Mohammeds, in Beitzel, when the Ramban writes in Emor, in Chav Gimel, this Parsha, that realize there's a different Hagdara of Meleches Shabbos and Meleches Yantiv. When it comes to Meleches Shabbos, the Isser is Lo Sasa Kol Melacha. When it comes to Yantiv, the only thing that's forbidden is Meleches Avoda. And you know what Meleches Avoda means? Meleches Avoda as opposed to Meleches Hasuda. Meleches Hasuda is not Aser. Meleches Avoda is. Oh, you know what that means? I wouldn't tell you that's even Hutra. You know what I would say that means? Lo Nichtav. Meleches Ochel Nefesh is not part of the Surei Malacha of Yantiv. It's not part of the Surei Malacha at all. That's the Ramban Shita. Lo Nichtav. It's not that Simchas Yantiv is Matir. You don't need a Matir. Most things in life are Mutter because they're Mutter. No? Not because of fancy, there's an override, there's a Matir. Most things are mutter because there was never an Isser. If there's never an Isser, something is mutter. I'll tell you the three shittas. Malachas Ochel Nefesh. The Ramban. And the Ran, Tosus, now. Beit Sadaf Gimel, Beit Sadaf Chav Gimel, the Ran Dav Tes, and Dav Yarif. Hutra. And Rashi Shita, Malachas Ochel Nefesh is only Dechuya. That's a Rashi Dav Chav Gimel. Rashi says, Malachas Ochel Nefesh is only mutter if it's a Yev Shalakayim Shneyan. So if you could do it before Yantiv, it's an Isadaisa to do on Yantiv. We discussed that. Now, cases of Shchita, cases of Tzeda. Now, the Ramban is a step beyond Hutra. When the Ramban in Torah Sa'adam discusses this concept of Lo Nichtav, Yatzim min HaKlal, it's outside of the framework of the Isser. You know what the Ramban cites in Torah Sa'adam? Rashi Brachos Tavcha. Whoa, he cites Arashi. Rashi says, Lo Nichtav. There's no Isser. Wow. I'll give you just an example of Mamish, this case. Now, when you look at the Gemara Sota and Daf Gimel, The Gemara quotes the Stani Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. No. When the Torah tells us in the very beginning of Parshas Emor, La Yitama, a Kohen is Metami the Krov. How do you translate that pasuk? A Kohen must or a Kohen may? A Kohen must or a Kohen may? A Kohen must? Or no? You know what? A Kohen may. Oh, so Rabbi Akiva says it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. The Kohen must. It's a mitzvah. And Rabbi Shmuel says it's a heter. A Kohen may. A Kohen may. So I ask you a very simple question. Now, we'll have to discuss that at length. A simple question. How can Rabbi Shmuel say that La Yitmaz Rishus? It's docha alav darais of Tumas Kohenim. No? It's docha alav darais of Tumas Kohenim. You can, in life, you can have certain things that are a rishus, no? But a rishus flies in the face of an issa daraisa, and you're going to tell me, yeah, go for the rishus. So if tumas kohanim is suspended, how in the world can you say la tamas only rishus? Isn't it obvious, like Rabbi Akiva says, it's a mitzvah and the mitzvah is doche? If it's not a mitzvah, how in the world is it doche? Even to hutshe b'tzibur, it means there's a mitzvah of avodas hakarbanos. You're supposed to bring the carbon, and the mitzvah overrides tuma hutra. If there wouldn't be a mitzvah, why would you override if there's no mitzvah? But yet, stunning, the pasuk says lo yitama, and Rabbi Shmuel says it's not a mitzvah. Like, how can a pasuk? You know what the answer is? I'll tell you exactly. Lo nichtav. Lo nichtav. No? It's not an override. It's not an override. Guess what? That lo nichtav. Lo nichtav. That there's no iser. When the Torah formulated the iser of a kohen being metami the mace, it means a kohen cannot be metami himself the mace. I would add one word. Casually. Casually. But if it's done for the purpose of krovim or mace mitzvah, we're not talking about that. We're not talking about that. Wow. So that's what Rashi writes. And that's a step beyond. That's a step beyond Hutra. You know, there's obviously a difference in Hutra and Duchuya. That difference is Efshu, Efshu, Lekayim, Shneim. Is there any difference between Hutra and Lo Nemar? No? Hutra and Lo Nechta. Is there a difference between that? That's an interesting thing. You know what I would tell you? I think there is. Rabbi Chanan writes this. No, you know what I think the difference is? Any sugi of Holy Shtar Yishtri. Any sugya of Holy Shtar Yishtri. Wow. Sometimes the Gemara says the following. You know what? If something is mutter, boop. You know? If it's mater A, it's also mater B. If it's mater A, it's also mater B. Right? That's again, Kedushin. Yafas Tawar. You know, Yafas Tawar is something that we never would allow. But the Torah is matir. So you know what? If the Torah is matir, the Isser of Yafas Tawar, it's matir even for a Kohen. Because Holy Shtar Yishtri. Are you telling me it's more problematic for a Kohen? Yeah, but holy Shtar Yishtri. It's problematic for Yisrael. And the Torah says it's mutter. So the Gemara says holy Shtar Yishtri. One thing is clear. No, you can't apply holy Shtar Yishtri if something is lo nichtav. Lo nichtav. It's not holy Shtar. That's a very fine line. Holy Shtar Yishtri doesn't apply to Duchuya, and it doesn't apply to lo nichtav. It only applies to Hutra. Got that? No, like that's a, you know? If something is only dechui, we don't say holy history, history. We say dechui is only matter that which is necessary, nothing more. If something is hutra, I'll say holy history, history. If something is better than hutra, lo nechtav, you still can't say holy history for opposite reasons, no? Because there's no heter. There's no heter. There's mamish dvarim hamutarim. Dvarim hamutarim. Wow, and that's unusual. Unusual. Let's say I would suggest something strange, and you'll say, cannot be, cannot be. A kohen is metame for krovim. A nazir is not metame the krovim. Let's say a kohen's a nazir. Would you say, holy history, history? That the Torah is matter this sort of a kohen the krovim, so it's matter is a nazir krovim? That would sound crazy, no? That means that the kohen who's a nazir can metame the krovim, and the Yisrael who's a nazir can't be metame the krovim. Like, really? Really? So that's dead wrong? No? Why not? Why not? Maybe that's exactly the point. According to Rashi, it's great. Because it's lo nichtav. If it's lo nichtav, there's no holy history. Since it's matir. No, it's not matir at all. It's not matir. This was never included in Isser. So you can't now say, oh, Hov Ishtri Ishtri, if the Torah is Matar Tumas Konim, it's Matar Tumas Konim, even if he's a Nazir. No, it's not Matar Tumas Konim. Lo Nechta, Lo Nechta. That's a very important, an important lumdus. No? So again, Rashi introduces this incredible concept that, you know what, when it comes to Tumas Konim, it is Lo Nechta. Lo Nechta, that was never included in the body of the Isser. And now, incredible chidushin. This is true when it comes to krov. This is true when it comes to meis mitzvah. Whoa. So you know what I'm going to tell you? This chidush Rashi is amazing. But I'm going to tell you, you know what? One is much more easily digested than the other. No? Krovim. Well, what is Rashi saying? No? Lo al meis mitzvah nechta. Kishem shlo neftav lekrovim. I understand krovim, meis mitzvah. Rashi's arguing what's true of krovim given is also true of meis mitzvah. I would say, is that so obvious? You know what? I'll be modem emiktas. I'll say what Rashi writes about krovim is true, but not about meis mitzvah. How do you know a kohen is metami lekrovim? How do you know? Just take a look in the very beginning of the parsha, no? Lanefesh lo yitam bamav. A coin is not only to metameis. Ki im l'sher akarvilav. With the built-in exception of a karav. You're dealing with krovim of avima achoso lo yitama. No? Whoa. Yeah, that's lo niftav. No, that's lo niftav. The Torah says, you're not allowed to do this, but built into this isser is this exception. No? Built into this is that. That's true. I would say, even if you're going to buy into Rashi's Chiddush of Lo Niftav, I would say, you know what? So that's true when it comes to Krovim. When it comes to Meis Mitzvah. How do you know? But there's a Pasuk about Meis Mitzvah. Meis Mitzvah is a Sugya. It's not a Pasuk, it's a Sugya. That Kvod Habrios could be Dochen. Meis mitzvah is doche. It's a sugya, a drasha, lachoso. When it comes to nazir, it's a drasha. How do you know that's called lo nichtav? Krovim, I understand. The very pasuk that forbids tumas konim allows krovim as a built-in exclusion. Meis mitzvah is a built-in exclusion. So you know what I'm going to tell you? Oh, take a look at Tosos. You saw, no? The Tosas Brachos, Chaf Menach, and Maslo Sheva Otase. Tosas says, Velonahira. What do you mean? What do you mean that Meis Mitzvah is Lonichtav? How do you have to say that? Tosas says the following kasha, fascinating. Im Kain, if that's true. Komakom de Arman Yasid Ochalosase. Why don't you always say this, no? How do you know that, tzitzis is doche shatnez? Because when the isser of shatnez was formulated, it wasn't b'makom mitzvah. Why don't you say this when it comes to every esed ochalos haseh? Esed ochalos haseh means when isser is here, but not under these circumstances. That's tosas is kasha. I'll tell you a chiddush. When you look, go Rabbi Nissim Gaon, in the sugyan Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel, Rabbi Nissim Gaon does express Esed Ochalos HaSeh that way. Wow. Lo nemar halav b'mokam hazeh. There's no lav under these circumstances. Wow. We always assume, what do you mean? Of course there's a lav. But Esed Ochalos HaSeh is duchuya. And it's only if it's Yev Shalakayim Shneihem. But that's Tosas' kasha. So Tosas, how can you argue as Rashi does that lo nichtav? Why lo nechtav? Oh, so Tosas now bothered. How do you answer Rashi's question then? How can the Gemara say that Kvod HaBrios is only doch yisrim b'shev al tase? When what do you mean that meis mitzvah is doche the isr of kohen and the isr of nazir? So you know what Tosas ends up saying? There has to be different teres to Rashi's kasha. You can't just say lo nechtav. What's Tosas's answer? Kohen and Nazir are weak Isurim. Kohen and Nazir are weak Yisuri. They're weak, so you can't use those as models. Because the fact that a Kohen cannot be Metame the Meis, or the fact that a Nazir cannot be Metame the Meis, are relatively weak Yisurim. Mechatesi? What do you mean? Otosa says, because by definition, an Issur that applies to a Kohen is called a Lav She'eno Shav B'Kol. And throughout Shas, a Lav She'eno Shav B'Kol is Kal. That's Yevam Mustaf Hei. Something that's universal is very chamor. Something that's very particular is, relatively speaking, kal. How can you say this is such a basic yesod of the Torah when, for the vast majority of the people, it's mutter and it's usher for an exclusive class? If something is eno shel bakol, that indicates it's not kal. Nazirus? Tos, of course, nazirus is nisir kal. Yeshno b'sheila. A person can just be shol in his nazirus. Shol in his nazirus. So the fact that there's a kul of Nazir, the fact that there's a kul of Kohen, that they can be Matam in the Meis Mitzvah, that's not a question. Because we're dealing with select Isurim that relatively speaking are come. Relatively speaking are come. Well, Rav Soloveitchik just pointed out an important Hara. When you look in that Tosas quotes Rashi, no Nehira, and the answer is She'ela, you know, Shavakol. What was Tosas bothered by? How can Rashi say this? What is Tosas? Take a look carefully in Tosas. Now you saw it. Tosas is only bothered by Meis Mitzvah. That's an important Hara, no? How can Rashi say that a Kohen or a Nazir, the Mitame, the Meis Mitzvah, is Lo Nichta? Always say Lo Nichta. Oh, the answer is Nazir, She'ela, Kohen or Shavakol. Tosas is only bothered by Meis Mitzvah. You know what I would tell you? Yeah, that's very mistaber. Because Krovim, yeah, Krovim is Lo Nechtav. Krovim is Lo Nechtav. Lenefesh Lo Yitma Bamav Ki Im L'Shera HaKaravila. Ki Im L'Shera HaKaravila. That's Lo Nechtav. Tosas is willing to be mode to Rashi when it comes to Krovim. That's mamish, built in. That's built in. But how can you say that about Meis Mitzvah? So you know what? That's like an important horror that, you know what? Tosas is mode b'miktsas. Tosas agrees to what Rashi says about Krovim. But Tosas disagrees with the suggestion of Rashi when it comes to Meis Mitzvah. And why in the world would you distinguish? Very mistaber. Very, very mistaber. Well, wow. So with this in mind, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, so take a look at the Rambam. Take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Avot, Perek Beis Halacha Tesvav. Let's start there. We'll have to double back. Let's start with that Rambam, Beis Tesvav. The Rambam writes, Hatuma Lekrovim Duchliyi. The Rambam writes, realize, Tumah, when it comes to Krovim, is Duchliya. And the Rambam is therefore the Kohen has to be very, very careful. This is not broad license to become Tameh. He can only become Tameh for that particular Karov. Make sure that the Kohen are going to be buried, right, at the outskirts of the edge of the Beis HaKvaros. Because, you know what, this is not free reign to the Kohen to do whatever he wants to do. And Chiddush, no? Tumah lekrovim duchliyi v'lo hotzer lekol. That sounds like a third shita, no? That sounds like a third shita. That's like surprising. To completely disagree with Rashi. Lo nechtav is wrong, not only when it comes to the Meis Mitzvah. Lo nechtav is wrong even when it comes to cases of krovim. Poshim Shav, like the Muskel Rishon, the starting point to say, it's like Tosus. No? The Pasuk is explicit that Krovim is built in, but that's not true of Meis Mitzvah. So I'll say Lo Nifta when it comes there, but not when it comes here. Okay. In a very, very mistaber. We've often pointed out, like, you know, there's certain things that are true by definition. In Rashi and Aser Sedebras, Zachra Vesham Abderach Anamru, Rashi quotes the Mechilta. And Mechilta gives other examples of a Dibur Echad Nemru. No? The Mechilta says, oh, for example, Yibum and Eshesach. You know? Oh, that's pretty good, no? If I ask you, is Yibum Doch Eshesach? You're kind of going to look at me and say, by definition, that's what Yibum is. Yibum is only B'makom Eshesach. That's the question. Is Yibum Doch Achos Isha? If two brothers married to a sister? All right, for that you have to know, not much. You have to know Mishnah Daveis, no? Okay, you have to know the first Mishnah. Okay, it's a Mishnah. No, is Yibum Doch Eshesach? Like, ludicrous. It's only B'makom Eshesach. Or Rashi quotes another example. V'chalam osimas, chilul Shabbos. And uviyom ha-Shabbos shnei kvasim and eshanot tamimim. On Shabbos, you have to offer a karban musaf. Yeah, I would say that's also built in, no? Of course that's built in. You have to offer a karban, which is chilul Shabbos, you're not allowed to be chalul Shabbos. Obviously, this is built in, no? Built in. I'll tell you even in the following chiddush. Maybe there's a difference between a karban musaf on Shabbos and a karban tamid on Shabbos. Well, because if I ask you, is a karban tamid offered on Shabbos? You know what the answer is going to be? Of course. But the answer is not going to be inconceivable. No? Inconceivable. Well, why couldn't I say that maybe the karban tamid is offered 6 out of 7 days of the week? And maybe the karban tamid is not offered on Shabbos. So if someone would get up and say that a karban tamid is not offered on Shabbos, you would say he's wrong, but you probably wouldn't say he's crazy. No? Like, you wouldn't say... If I ask you, are musafei Shabbos offered on Shabbos? You know, you'd probably say, that's crazy. That's crazy, no? When else are musafei Shabbos offered if not on Shabbos? No? So I'll tell you the following, that, you know what, maybe a karban tamid on Shabbos is hutra, but Musaf on Shabbos? Musaf on Shabbos? By essence, by definition. Of course that's true. Of course that's true. So, when something is true by definition, okay, I understand. Then I can say lo nechtav with something which is an override. Who says indeed that's true? So it's a chiddush, three shittas. Now Rashi says both are lo nechtav, meis mitzvah and krovim. And Tosus is cholik, but hedges. Tosus is only cholik in a case of meis mitzvah, very mistaber. And the Rambam describes Tumas Kohenim as being dechuyah. That's like remarkable. Why in the world should that be? Why in the world should that be? Because this perhaps is going to be very fundamental with our issue. With our issue. What exactly is the heter of Kohen the Krovim, and why? Why indeed is that true? Why indeed is that true? Now, I'll tell you the following. When I say that, let's say, a Kohen is Metame the Meis Mitzvah, why is that true? What is driving the het? What is driving the het? You know what I would say? Very simply, the Mitzvah Sakfura. No, the need to be kover a meis mitzvah is doch isurim. The need to be kover a meis mitzvah is doch isurim. Let me ask you the following question. A kohen is matami lekrovi. Why is that true? Is the answer the same? The need for the kfuras hameis. The need for the kfuras hameis. Just like the need for the kfuras hameis of a meis mitzvah is doche any isurim, the same is when it comes to krovim. So the mediate of kin is obligated to, and therefore, is that really true then? Is that really true? Maybe there's another option when it comes to krovim that doesn't apply when it comes to meis mitzvah. And you know what that is? What's driving any heter, is not the chiyuv or the kiyum or the mitzvah sakvura, but rather it is the chiyuv and the mitzvah of avelus. Why is it that the karov is metami in the case of krov? Maybe I could say, look, because front and center is the responsibility of the karov to see to it that the needs of the mace are taken care of. Or maybe I can say something very different. No? Very different. A karov. karav is an avel. The karav is an avel. And what's driving the fact that a kohen is metame lemeis is the avelos, the kium of avelos, not the tzarchei hakvura. That would mean that meis mitzvah and krov are worlds apart. Bottom line, it's true. A kohen is allowed to do either one of them, but for very different reasons. A kohen is allowed to metame lemeis mitzvah because the chiyuv hakvura is doche. A kohen is metame for krovim because the kiyum of avelus is doche. Very different, no? Very, very different. With nafkaminas daraisa. Nafkaminas daraisa. But very, very different. Very different. Wow. See, here I will tell you the following. When you look in the Rambam, you see something like amazing, that although when it comes to meis mitzvah, it's the tzarchei hakfura that are doche, when it comes to krovim, it's the kiyum of avelus. Avelus is doche. Avelus is doche. As Soloveitchik pointed out, you don't have to look very far. Take a look at the pratei hamitzvah, the very beginning of Hilchos Avot. Before you get to Halacha Aleph, no? The Rambam has the headings, no? The mitzvahs that I'm about to discuss. It's always important to take a look at there. We call it the Pratei HaMitzvah, no? So the Rambam writes, right, before I begin, Hilchos Avelos, realize these are the mitzvahs I'm going to discuss. The Rambam writes, like front and center, the first mitzvah, no? Lihis Abel al HaKrovim. The first mitzvah I'm going to discuss is Avelos. And you know what the Rambam writes? V'afilu kohen mitame umis abel ala krovin. Wow. And even a kohen is mitame the mace. Wow. It's mefurish in the Rambam, no? That the kohen is mitame the krovin as a kim avelos. As a kim avelos. Nothing to do with tzarchei hakvura. Nothing to do with tzarchei hakvura. No? Avelus, avelus, avelus. That's something which is clear. Yeah. You take a look at the Rambam, it's an example, Perak Beis Halacha Ches. The Rambam writes the following, unbelievable. Let's say, Rachman Leslan, you have a case of Haruge Bezdin. Haruge Bezdin. Let's say you have a case, the Rambam writes of Ma'abed Atzmo L'das. A person who takes his own life, Rachman al-Islam. Ma'abed Atzmo, but another word, third word, very important, no, L'das. L'das. L'das means, you know, that means out of conviction, no? Not like a philosophic approach, no? A shita. Ma'abed Atzmo L'das. As opposed to Ma'abed Atzmo because the person is ill, the person is depressed, the person is, you know, has an addiction. No, ma'amnas l'das. A person who takes his life not because, he takes his life because ashita. There were such philosophers. No, life is not worth living. No, and therefore, you know, ma'amnas l'das. So what's halach in a case of Haruge Bezdin? Or a case of ma'amnas l'das? Now there's a fascinating comedy. Haruge Bezdin, is there a mitzvah of kvura? You know? Is there a mitzvah? That's the context of Kura, no? Kavra Sik Rebbe Yamahu. What does that mean? A person, Rachman al-Islam, is put to death by Bezdin, right? Don't allow the mace to remain overnight. Bury immediately. Is there a chiva of Kura when it comes to Haruge Bezdin? Of course, of course. Is there Avelos? There's no Avelos. There's no Avelos. There's no Avelos. Haruge Bezdin, Raman Mas Ladas, incredible, no? The Ramamai, it's Haruge Bezdin, Poresh Midarchi Hatzibur, Mabrats Miladas. These individuals, there's a Chiyuv of Kfura, but there's no Nihugi Avelos, no Dini Avelos. You know what the Ram writes in Beis Fast, unbelievable? That Ein HaKoin Metamelahin. The Karov, who is a Kohen, is not Metame. Whoa, that's pretty cool, no? That's like, no? There's a mitzvah of Kfura Daraisa, but there's no Avelos. And the Kohen is not Metame for that Karov. That's mafurish, no? That the allowance of Tumas Kohanim is part of the Kiyum of Elos. It's not the Tzorchei HaKvura. So I'll tell you, Midaraisa, if you have cases where there's a Chayav of Kvura, but there's no Dini Avelos, for those relatives, the Kohen is not Metami. Mefurish and Rambam, Beis Ches. Mefurish and Rambam. That's so different than Meis Mitzvah. Mamish, I mean, Akatsa Lakatsa. Meis Mitzvah, there's no Avelos. Avelos. It means the Tzorech HaKvura is Matir. In Krovim, the Kim of Avelos is Matir. And here I'll tell you something like fascinating. You take a look at the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs. In Mitzvah Lamed Zayin, you know what? In Mitzvah Lamed Zayin, the Rambam doubles up. That's pretty unusual, no? The Rambam doubles up. There's Mitzvah Lamed Zayin, and that mitzvah contains Zuh. The Rambam writes the following. The beginning of Emor, Lo Yitama, together with Avelos. That's Mefurish, no? It's one mitzvah. Mitzvah Lamed Zayin is a mitzvah of Avelos. And as a kim of Avelos, a coin is Metami Lameis. So the Rambam counts Avelos and Lo Yitama as one mitzvah. And Sefer Mitzvah, it's Mitzvah Lamed Zayin. That's pretty unbelievable, no? Here, I'll tell you something. Okay, we have 5 minutes now. Ooh. In the very beginning of Shorash Rishon in the Ramban. The Ramban begins by telling you, he quotes the Gemara Makos Daf Chav Gimel, right? Rabbi Simloi, Taryag Mitzvos Ner Melamoshe Misina. Taryag Mitzvos Ner Melamoshe Misina. Ramban raises, right, stunning sfeikos. Number one is the following. Does everyone agree to this? Or is this the opinion of Rabbi Simloi? Is this Halach Moshe Misinai? Or is this the Shita Rabbi Simloi? Can I say, I disagree? Number two, the Ramban writes, related. How did Rabbi Simloi get to this position of Tari Mitzvos Moshe Misinai? Was that the starting gate or was that the finish line? That's the Ramban, no? It's like unbelievable. You know what the starting gate is? You know what? You started nursery school, right? And the Mora told you, Targum Mitzvos Moshe Misinai. You know? Okay. In other words, that was true a priori. That was Hilchasa. Targum Mitzvos Moshe Misinai. And now Rabbi Simloi had a lot of work ahead of him. No? He went through Kol HaTorah Kula. And yeah, ticked off the Targum Mitzvos. Wow. I'll tell you another possibility the Ramban writes. That's really stunning. The opposite is true. This had nothing to do with the Mora, no. Rabbi Simloi went through Kol HaTorah Kula. And you know what? Mitzvah, you know, came to the very end, counted. Ooh, Taryag. Taryag Mitzvah Moshe Misinai. Was that the observation of Rabbi Simloi after the fact? Or was that the premise? And I would say they're related. What does it mean it's a premise? You know what I'll tell you? Hilchasa. And if it's a premise, how can you disagree? If it's Rabbi Sinai's observation of learning all the sugis, you know what I could tell you? Oh, I learned the sugi differently. You know? And maybe I will disagree. Maybe Rabbi Islam will say this, and one could say that. You know why that's so important? Because the Ramban raises the kasha. And this is a Tosus and Sot and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. When you look at the Gemara Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, you're going to see, just in the matter of a couple lines, three cases daraisa where there's a machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. Where in all three cases, Rabbi Akiva says something is a mitzvah, and Rabbi Yishmael says something is a rishus. One case is our case, La Yitama. We just discussed this, no? Rabbi Akiva says the Kohen must. Rabbi Yishmael says, no, the Kohen may, it's a rishus. Another case, Vayikra Chafei. The Torah tells us if you have an Eved Kanani, La'olam behem tavod. How do you interpret that pasuk? Must or may? Must or may? Rabbi Akiva says, you must. You're not allowed to be Meshachar in Eved Kanani. Rabbi Shmuel says, that's not true. You know what La'olam tavod means? That an Eved, if he goes out necessarily after Sheish, And the Beit Kanani does not go out. Does not go out after Sheish. You may retain the Eved. You must, not must. You may, you may, you may. And I'll give you one other example. No, Bemidbar Hey, the Parsha of Sota. No, when the Torah tells us, V'kini es ishto, muster me, muster me. Maybe it means you must. Well, we're going to see these sugyas now. If you really have a suffix, whether a woman is an ishus ishus insa, wait, how can you say never mind? The husband is obligated to do so. Or do I say, no, no, there's no latest a suffix of znus? V'kini es ishto means the husband has a right to do so. Guess what? That's Malkodis, Rabbi Kim, Rabbi Shmuel. So Tosus immediately asks, so the Dav Gimel, the Ramban, Shorash Rishon, that means you have three mitzvos daraisa according to Rabbi Akiva. They don't have according to Rabbi Shmuel. So if that really is true, it throws off the whole Taryag mitzvos. Throws off Taryag mitzvos. So Tosus writes Mufurish, that seems to be the assumption of the Ramban as well, that we're not exactly sure what. I once discussed this at the Rodovicom. No, what are the three extra mitzvahs that Rabbi Shmuel has that Rabbi Akiva doesn't have? No? Because at the end of the day, they all have to level out. They all have to level out. No? So Tosas doesn't say. Tosas must be, must be, must be. Somebody told him, last year, it is Simcha suggested the following. Well, if you take a look at the Rambam in the very end of Hilchos Sota, and the Rambam writes, V'kini es ishto, Rambam passes Rabbi Akiva, it's a chova. You know what the Rambam writes? Mitzvas chachamim. That's only din d'rabbanan. Midaraisa, everybody agrees. V'kini es ishto, it's not a mitzvah daraisa. Even Rabbi Akiva said mitzvah, it's only d'rabbanan. Okay, so one case, but what do you do with the other two? The other two, no? See, you know what's such a great chiddush according to the Rambam? In both of those cases, mitzvah lamed zayin, and in mitzvah reish lamed hey, you know what the Rambam does? He doubles up. He doubles up. That's like stunning, no? He doubles up. One is mamash our case, which now we understand why the Rambam doubles up. Mitzvah lamed zayin, the Rambam doubles up lo yitama together with avelus. Avelus is daraisa, and the Rambam writes, I pass on Rabbi Akiva, and therefore, Kohen must be the time in the midst. Let's say you hold like Rabbi Yishmael, the Lo Yitma is only Rishus, but guess what? Rabbi Yishmael will still agree there's mitzvah lamed zayin of Avelus. So there is a machlokas, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael, what is included in mitzvah lamed zayin? Rabbi Akiva would say, Avelus and Lo Yitma, because Lo Yitma is a function of Avelus. Rabbi Shmuel would say, I disagree. I agree Lamed Zayin is a mitzvah, but it's just Avelus, and La Yitzma is Rishus. But there's no nafkamin in minyan mitzvahs. There's no nafkamin in mitzvahs. Wow, that's pretty cool, no? And now, take a look at mitzvah Reish Lamed Hey. The Rambam doubles up. La Olam Bem Tavodu, the Rambam doubles up with Yitzia Barosh Eivarim. Yitzia Barosh Eivarim. That's like Gamaliel. You have an Eved Kanani. You have to maintain the Eved Kanani, but if somehow you knock out one of the primary Evarim, the Eved Kanani walks. The Rambam combines Lamentua together with Yitzei Evarim. What would Rabbi Yishmael hold? No, I hold Lamentavodu is only Rishus, but Yitzei Barosh Evarim is an absolute Chiyuv. That's not a Rishus. So guess what? Rabbi Yishmael would also have Mitzvah Reish Lamedei. Except according to Rabbi Akiva, it has two elements, and according to Rabbi Yishmael, it has one element. So you know what all that means? There's no nafkaminya in minyan mitzvos. There's no nafkaminya in mitzvos. That's pretty cool. No, there's no nafkamina. Not that Rabbi Yishmael has to come out, supply three others. No. According to the Rambam, there's no nafkamina. No nafkamina. Wow, that's an interesting chiddush. There is a sheet of Rabbi Yishmael. This is a Mishnah Menachas Chafes that Rabbi Yishmael says, Arba tzitzios, arba mitzvosein. Tzitzis are four mitzvahs. As opposed to Chum, where tzitzis is one mitzvah. Ooh. And I like that because four minus. Right? Ooh, that's my nafkamina, no? you have three extra mitzvahs according to Rabbi Yishmael. We're missing three according to Rabbi Yishmael. What's not good about that is the Ramban writes in Shurash Yud Aleph that Rabbi Yishmael says tzitzis is four mitzvahs. It doesn't mean it's four mitzvahs and sefer mitzvahs. It means they're in machven zeze. You can have one without the other. It doesn't mean there are four separate mitzvahs. That's why the Ramban doesn't obviously answer. that Rabbi Shmuel has three other mitzvahs, tzitzis, that Rabbi Akiva doesn't have. No? But for us, this is really important. Mitzvah Lamed Zayin, where the Rambam writes, Lo Yitama and Avelos go hand in hand. That means there's a world of difference between Avelos as opposed to Meis Mitzvah. Okay, we're going to have to figure this out, though. So how does that relate to our Tosus, the Rambam? How does that relate exactly to our question? You know, whether that indeed is true. Do you need a Tzorech HaMeis for Tumas Kohen in Makrovit? That's what we'll have to work on. Okay.